Have a Seat is a play created by ETC co-directors Christy Gallo and John Thomas Cecil. The concept for Have a Seat came about through combining two distinct ideas, says Gallo.
It was kind of a combination of two ideas. I'm very passionate about the homeless, and John Thomas wanted to do a show based on the same concept, if these walls could talk, but if these chairs could talk, and all the many places that people sit. And so then we started thinking of, okay, well, have a seat. The chairs and places people sit kind of see things from the bottom up, you know, to be a little blatant about it. And who else sees things from the bottom up? Well, the homeless do, because they're sort of socially at the bottom of our food chain and they're ignored, and the real issues often aren't addressed. And so we kind of merged those two ideas and we're like, we'll call it Have a Seat and make it all about the Chattanooga homeless.
There are five characters in Have a Seat. Each of them represents an aspect of homelessness based on recent census statistics for Chattanooga. Co-director John Thomas Cecil says that two of the actors in this production have firsthand experience with working with homeless people.
Christy, in her investigating and researching, came across some very interesting statistics of the people that are homeless in our community, their ages and the reasons why they're homeless. And it's awesome that we have an opportunity to bring that to stage. We do have one actress who used to be a social worker, and so her main story is actually based on one specific client that she had as a young caseworker, social worker, and of course she protected her privacy and so hasn't revealed that kind of information, but she has based her character on that person because this is something that was very personal to her. It was a lot of her firsts as a social worker and experiencing a person's story and her effect on that person and her job and the person being homeless. And so it was just really exciting to have that kind of input. And then other people like Jonathan, one of our other actors, Jonathan, is using his recent experience with the Recreate Cafe and bringing in his personal experiences. And so he's very personal and in touch with what we're saying here. And we're all so aware of being honest and true in our sincere approach to give these people a full voice.
That was a big thing for us, to stay as realistic and as true to reality as possible, because we don't want to mock anyone's situation, make light of it. It's not here just to serve as a theatrical purpose. It's also here for awareness. That's really important to us in this process, to protect it, pretty much protect that society.
The cast of five come from different walks of life, and they've all ended up here with no true place to call home. This original production features an unusual set design with stage areas flanking the outer walls and corners of the black box space. The audience is seated in between the action.
I call it experiential theater because our audience is going to literally experience from all aspects, all around them, 360 degrees of this. The audience isn't safe in their seats, all proscenium style, like you're in the middle of it. In the middle of the battlefield.
Literally. Our set design is the opposite of theater in the round, because in theater in the round you have a set unit or something, all the action takes place in the center. And what we've done in our space is have our set along the walls, and so no matter where an audience member comes in and sits, because they get to take the chair and sit it wherever they want. So we love giving that kind of power to the audience. It's not just come in, be mindless for an hour and a half and then go home. Come in and have that experience. And here they're going to walk in and be completely surrounded by the set. They're going to be surrounded by the action, and they're going to be a part of the action in that, you know, people are going to be talking on their left and their right.
The characters' stories in Have a Seat weave through isolation and loneliness. There's a young man who's been kicked out of his home and a young woman who ran away from abusive parents. Each one of these characters, in his or her own way, does not fit into society. The play seeks to bring to life real problems that homeless people face. co-director Gallo learned that the fastest growing homeless population in Chattanooga is families with children under the age of 6. The census also reported that on average, 400 people are looking for a place to sleep every night in Chattanooga. ETC's Have a Seat seeks to go beyond the stereotypes about homeless people being mainly drug addicts and or mentally ill.
Yes, some are drug addicts, and yes, some are mentally ill. But some have had a severe tragedy. Some have had just a loss of income. What's amazing to me is going through the statistics, seeing that most of the homeless people are those you wouldn't even guess were homeless. It's not the stereotypical bum that's just on the corner in an alley or with holding a sign. Like, that's a very small percentage. Most of them actually have had jobs on and off. They're doing their best to try to get on their feet. That was really fascinating to me because I didn't realize that about this region of the country. Being from Los Angeles, it's very different. There's a lot of homelessness by choice because of the weather. It's just perfect. People travel to come there to be, that's what they want. But in this region, it was very fascinating to me to hear, no, it's not the stereotype. Gotta let go of the stereotypes.
James Goodnight plays a character named Arthur in Have a Seat.
He's a young guy, and he was kicked out of his house by his father because his father found out he was gay. And now he is on the streets. He has the means to go other places. The problem, though, is not necessarily that he has the means. It's emotional problems, not necessarily a mental illness or a defect. It's just it's someone who's confused and lonely and doesn't know what to do with their life. He feels betrayed. And I think it's a very human problem. It's a person with problems. I don't necessarily think of the show as about homelessness. It's about people, and they just have a specific problem, which is homelessness. And there's all kinds of other problems that are part of that. So I think it speaks to humanity in general, people dealing with sadness and loneliness. You don't have to be homeless to feel what these people, what these characters are feeling. And it's not just the typical homeless people that you see on the street that are trying to get jobs. People who you wouldn't think are homeless are trying to get jobs. Everyone's trying to get jobs. Everyone's trying to do something with themselves. And everyone's dealing with their own problems, and it's not so easy.
Evie Durant plays a 23-year-old homeless woman named Jinx. Jinx was abused as a child. At age 17, she took to the streets to escape. She now lives in a cardboard box that she decorates with flower boxes and a little picket fence.
This is her home. she's a creative soul. She likes pretty things, but it's kind of hard to find pretty things in a dirty world, so she makes them.
Durant says there are many different types of people who are homeless, and that anyone from any walk of life can end up this way. Have a Seat is a play conceived and written by the cast and co-directors of the Ensemble Theater of Chattanooga. The play opens on Friday, December 5th. For Around and About, I'm Manessa Guilfoyle.